Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord. God bless you. Welcome again to Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. We're glad to have you and you, wherever you might be at this time. And we thank God for you tuning in and ask you to call a friend and tell a friend, amen, that Doctrine of Truth is on the air. And our endeavor always is to try to bring you the truth from a grassroots level, whereby all listeners are asked to tune in and share their biblical experience that we all can grow thereby. Amen. Always, we're always seeking to get understanding. Proverbs says that in Proverbs 27th chapter, in the 17th verse, it said, iron sharpening iron, that a friend will sharpen the countenance of his friend. Amen. And we have Proverbs 24 and 6. It said, a multitude of counselors, their safety. So we're always seeking, amen, your input. And all of us are designed to, amen, to grow in God, to do what more for the Lord, because it's about, this battle is about a spiritual battle. We're dealing with knowledge. Amen. We're always wrestling with knowledge. And the more understanding that you have in the Word of God, amen, through three or four voices, amen, according to the Word of God, amen, you feel safe at what you're doing, more confidence. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you, stretch your hand of deliverance upon all our listeners, wherever they may be at this time. In the name of Jesus Christ, O God, give us the understanding and strength that you have, that you poured out on us with your Holy Spirit. And Lord, we thank you for your Holy Spirit, because he intercedes for us, he guides us, and he's a teacher. Amen. And Lord, you have left him here, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. He's here leading and guiding the church to all that is true. And Lord, we give you the praise. We give you the glory. In Jesus the Christ we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you again. We're happy to have you and you. The subject at this time, we're discussing salvation without Jesus. Have you ever heard that, salvation without Jesus? That's where we are working, amen, at this time, to disprove many false doctrines that are there. And today and time, there's a catalog of all types of religions out there. Have you been to a cafeteria? I'm quite sure you have been to a cafeteria or restaurant. They give you a menu, and you sit down, you pick and you choose what you feel, amen, your appetite is about. And with today and time, Jesus has said that in the book of Matthew, in the last days, there will be many deceivers, many false teachers, amen. And they are bringing a multitude of false teaching, a false doctrine, amen. They are mixing things up. Amen. So the average person that never heard about Jesus the Christ, they find themselves sometimes maybe confused or saying, making a statement, oh, the churches are, they all the same. Everybody talking the same thing. All churches are the same. Amen. That's why it behooves us, amen, those that understand and have Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, to tell people, amen, that everything is not the same, that we follow in Christ, Jesus Christ. And Jesus said in the book of Matthew, 24th chapter, and the disciples asking him in the 4th verse, 24 and 4, Matthew, and Jesus said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you, for many will come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. Amen. That's where we are. We're talking, amen, and discussing, amen, how can a person be saved? And it's to you. He said, well, okay, I know this, I understand this, but can you explain it to others, amen, in a fruitful way, which we call the gospel, the fruitful way, amen. Can you explain it to them, amen, those that are going to churches and you know, let's explain now, amen, looking at the St. John 14 here for a moment, and we're going to leave St. John 14 and we're going to go into the third chapter of St. John. But I want you to watch this point. I want you to watch this point here because we're in a study. Amen. We're just not beating the air, Paul said. We're just not beating the air. Amen. We're studying something here that we can help our brother, our sister, our neighbor. Amen. Even your family members. St. John 14, Jesus was speaking here. Amen. It was writing. Amen. And he said, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many mansions. If it was not so, I would have told you, I go and prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And whether I go, you know, and the way you know. Now Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whether thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus said unto him, watch this point, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man to the Father but by me. And it's God the Father. There's many points in here that has been taken out of context. Amen. And like the serpent that approached Eve in the Garden of Eden, amen, and he took things out of context. Amen. When God told Adam and Eve not to eat of the tree, he said, the day you eat of the tree, you will surely die. Amen. And the serpent came back, and he misquoted, and he twisted it, and he said, amen, the day of this, you eat of that tree, you will not surely. No, you won't die. God didn't mean it that way. Amen. And you'll find, that's why it's so important you hear me from time to time if you come to this program. Amen. Stress, what type of Bible do you have? And what type of Bible do you have? Because, amen, people are taking, amen. There are so many religions groups out there. Amen. And they're coming in from all, from the eastern area. They're coming in from the west of the United States and the world. And they're pouring into America. And they're coming in and they're preaching and teaching things that catch people. Aye, because today, amen, the first thing that people are trying to find out is about their feelings through emotion and mystic experience. And many of them find they want a kind of experience offered by religion. Amen. And they get caught into these occult movements. Amen. Some of them don't even know. Amen. They have a lack of a personal identity, an ailment. Amen. So they're looking for some type of hope, the first love, the acceptance of fellowship that's for a long time. But listen, amen, there are two type of movements out there, and you have to be careful about it. One they call C-U-L-T-S, cult, a cult group. Now, they're a cult group, a religious, but, amen, they're religious, but you have to watch the fact that these groups will not say that Jesus is the Messiah. No, they don't accept Jesus as the Messiah. Now, when Peter Amen. And Peter and John them came on the scene. Amen. And Jesus went to them. It was fishermen. And they was looking for the Messiah. They was looking for the Savior. Amen. And Peter them, when they found him, they went to Nathaniel. And they went and began to talk to each other. We have found him. And they was looking for the Savior. Amen. But the cult group denies that Jesus Christ is the Messiah. A cult group. Now, watch this. When we get into this deeply, you'll see, amen, a cult group. They do not, it's a system of religion, but they deny, amen, that Jesus is the Messiah. Amen. Now, there's another group. We won't call in the names at this point because, you know, if you begin to watch it, amen, be around certain religious, all of them are religious, all of them have a system. But there's one called, amen, O-C-C-U-L-T. The occult, those are the ones, amen, they kind of hide themselves. They say they're Christian. They say they know Jesus. And they say they know that he's God's son. But they will not accept him. Jesus Christ. They will not accept Jesus as their Savior. They say, no, he's just another good man. He's just another good man. So we have two groups. Amen. One is hiding themselves, saying that they are a Christian, and because they know Christ, they put it into their teaching, but they will not boil it down for eternal life through Jesus Christ. St. John 14, Jesus told Thomas said, I am, he told Thomas, I am the way, and no man can come to the Father. St. John 14 and 6. Jesus said, he told Thomas, I am the way. What way? The teaching and the direction of living. And he is the truth. Truth about what? About how God created the world and through his son, Jesus Christ. Amen. How he died for people. Amen. The whole world. Before right now, for anyone accept Jesus as the Lord and Savior. If they say, yes, I will accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior, and because I didn't do nothing wrong, amen, but I know this is the way to get on the, let's say you was going to the airplane and you was flying out of town, amen, and someone say, well, the only way you can get to this area that you're talking about, you have to take this flight at 10:12, amen. You get on this flight at 10:12, and pay this X amount of money, you can get to your destination. And you will pay that money, and you will not look at any other planes, any other direction, because you know that they don't go there at that time. Amen. So you pay that money and get on that plane, and you know you're headed that way, because you accept the information and you paid your time. Amen. With Jesus Christ died for our sins. Amen. He died on the cross. He did it because they need to have a sacrifice in God's way. God's way is sacrificial. It was a lamb before in the Garden of Eden. Amen. All the way down, all the way through the Old Testament, the priests had to bring a sacrifice, amen, for sins. And Jesus came on the scene, and he gave his life for sins. Amen. That we can have eternal life. Everlasting living. All you have to do is accept him as your Lord and Savior and be baptized in water for the remission of your sin. And there's no more work. How are you going to work to get to heaven when you passed and died? Amen. And you start working down here, and when you die, what's going to happen? How you expect to get into heaven? You figure, oh, I got to get up there and work. No. everything is accepted down here, here on earth. And he told Thomas, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come unto the Father, God the Father, but by him. That's through him and through his seal, amen, through his approval, amen. So there are some groups out there will not accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior. They say, no. This man brought our religion. This woman brought our religion. And I'm going to heaven. I'm going to heaven through that man. I'm going to heaven through this man. And Jesus came among all these different religions, all these different occult groups. Amen. There are Satan groups. There's all kind of men and women have died. And people are following the wrong groups. Amen. Jesus Christ is the Messiah. He is the Savior. Amen. So if you get tied up, amen, say, well, I want a feeling. I want emotion. I need a deeper walk with God. I need something deeper to give me the thirst that I'm looking for spiritually. Try Jesus. If you try and you find out through the Spirit of God, pray to God, God will come to you. And he will touch you. Amen. You know how you get a good song, a good charisma. Amen. You feel so refreshed over music, especially with religion. And you get a good it's a good song. Amen. And it quenches your thirst spiritually. Same way with Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit. Some groups don't teach the Holy Spirit. That's an occult. They don't teach the Holy Spirit. Some groups don't teach repentance. Amen. That's an occult group. Amen. Some don't teach the everlasting life. They get so close, they was, no. You can die, and you get a chance in your death. Amen. When you rise again, amen, you can get a chance to be saved or not. That's an occult group. That's a group that will not accept Jesus as the Lord and Savior. They were saying that he's dead, he's gone. They don't believe in repentance. They don't believe that you have to really separate yourself from the way you live. They will not believe that. Amen. But with Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, he had done it all. He had done it all. Amen. And all we have to do is present ourselves, amen, as a living sacrifice, amen, holy, which is nothing but separating yourself from the things that you know is against God's word. That's what holy living means. It means separating yourself from occults and occult groups that demand so much out of you, amen, that you got to work your way down here to get approval by some God that doesn't speak, doesn't hear, he can't talk. Amen. And when you do that, amen, you'll find yourself, amen, unsatisfied. You will not have any satisfaction in your soul and your spirit. And you will say, oh, these groups here is not anything. And the next movement you'll make, you'll get in really involved what they call cult groups, straight out groups, some groups that really say they serve Satan. That's what the cult group, C-U-L-T, cult, straight out. They tell you, no. They might tell you there is no God. They might tell you that I serve the God of the sky, the God of this, the God of that. You know, I serve God of the walking dead. That's a cult, straight out. They will not try to hide behind church religion or, amen. They get right into blood sacrifices of animals in which the Old Testament have finished because of Jesus Christ. He is our lamb. He is our sacrifice. But those straight out cult groups, they get involved in that. In America, amen, we have such an ordinance against killing animals, amen, and different things. But in these other countries, amen, they can go right out and kill a bull or heifer, amen, for their religion, for their worshiping, amen. That's straight out cults. So when they bring it to America, they hide it. amen. They might not show, amen, sacrifices. Like you see now, every now and then you find, amen, these groups come up and they have, amen, they done killed so many pigeons, amen, and so many dogs and cats for their religion, amen. And they, the God that they worship, that's a straight-out cult. They have nothing to do with God. They have nothing to do with heaven, amen. They worship the God of the underground, and they'll tell you straight out. So when these people, amen, when they cannot find satisfaction, they cannot find satisfaction under Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, amen, when they claim they have accepted God and their Lord and Savior, when they claim they have been taught about Jesus, amen, they'll leave looking for something deeper, and they get caught in these very extremes, sacrificial groups, amen. Some of them sell their houses and cars, amen. And these are occult groups. And you hear it all the time. Someone say, well, Jesus said, amen, he's coming back for us in St. John 14. Amen. That's an occult, occult, O-C-C-U-L-T. That they hiding. Oh, Jesus said he's coming back. So they said they quit their jobs, they quit their homes, amen. When they feel there's no satisfaction, say, oh, all churches no good. And then they run to these very extreme groups. They tattoo their bodies. Amen. So there is no Jesus Christ, God's Son. There's no way. There's no way. And if you walk with Christ, that's what Paul said, amen. In Thessalonians, Paul was writing, amen. Not only that, but that's why Jesus said in the last days, don't be fooled. In these last days, there's going to be many people coming saying that they are Christ. They know where Jesus is. They know where the Messiah is. He's down there at some place. And Jesus said, don't go. Don't go, he's not down there. Oh, he got a home over here. He's at a place over there. Amen. He's God's Son. He said, no. Don't you go down there. Amen. Don't you get involved in that. Amen. So in these last days, there are many false teachers and false groups. Amen. And they come after you through the Word of God. They come after you in the Word of God. Amen. If we want to say that, Paul has said that Second Thessalonians, he was talking to the church down there, and they had that problem, amen, about being deceived, about different things. Paul said in Second Thessalonians, second chapter, now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto him, that you be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letters, as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that the man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Now, you know, there's some groups lately, they say Jesus was going to come, he was coming back, and they're going to meet him out there on the ocean a couple of years ago. One that was in South America, amen, people was leaving their job and leaving their house. And I was out of town in a local place in Florida, amen, upper part of Florida. And me and a friend was there, we were sitting down having a car repair, went up to visit him. And there was a big donut shop. A big old camper pulled in. And we both kind of like, you know, have you seen people with their mouth open when you see something and say, oh, what is that? And this camper pulled in and it said, God going to be here, et cetera, a certain date. It was a couple of years ago, a certain date at a certain time. And I couldn't believe it. My friend couldn't believe it. Two ministers were sitting there, and it was two campers. Amen. And we was hearing this, but it just struck you, amen, how people left their job, left their homes and family, amen. And this happened three times in this different cult group, three times, and people still followed it. There was another time when they said that James, amen, James, the brother of Jesus, amen, the Bible was wrong, and Jesus got married, and it was just running through the land. And people you thought you knew, amen, really knew the Bible, amen, was well spoken in the churches, amen, was falling apart, amen. And it let you know, amen, you got to be well grounded in the Word of God and know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. The enemy, even though Adam and Eve fellowship with God every afternoon, God walked among them, and he talked to Adam every afternoon. Eve, fellowship, you know, she talked with her husband, you know, back and forth. And that one afternoon, the information that the devil was putting out caused them, even though they had a fellowship, even though they had a walking, talking, and feeling with God, the lack of knowledge of the Word of God caught them, and they were deceived. So, brethren, amen, we're getting ready to go to the studio. Don't say that you know the Word, so, amen, that you don't need to study anymore, that you don't need to pray anymore, that you don't need to have a personal relationship with God. Amen. Sometimes you might not know it all. I don't know it all. Amen. I met a man. He was a soothsayer. I didn't find out about it. Evangelizing. And he wanted me to come in and run an Easter program. And I just sat down and talked to him and find out. He said, I read the Bible four times. I'm not reading the Bible through no more. And when I went in his church, he had angels all over the church. Statues standing in all four corners of the church. Amen. All out in his garden. Amen. And he was a spiritualist. Amen. And you can get so far to the point the enemy can deceive you. And deception and temptation is one of the two biggest weapons that the devil uses. Temptation, amen, and deception, lying, twisting, amen. And he's limited when he comes to you, but he'll try as much as he can. Like Peter said, like a roaring lion. Amen. He'll holler, he'll scream, he'll jump and shout to try to get you to do what's wrong. Amen. Because when you cannot, God will not let him damage you while you're in Christ. Amen. He got to get you out and disobeying God. Disobedience, and we got Adam and Eve in trouble, and it gets us all in trouble. Amen. So don't follow these groups. Don't follow them trying to convince them. Amen. Someone won't go to your church, but they want you to come to their church. Amen. Someone won't be involved in your Bible study, but they want you to be involved in their Bible study. Amen. They are made up in their mind. But one thing about it, Jesus said, amen, let the wheat grow with the chaff. They can't change you. Amen. They can't change you. Amen. If you ever see grass growing up, those got grass and weeds grow up around them, amen, they grow together. God said, let them grow together. And when I come, but don't you change to try to change them back. It won't work. It won't work. You live and tell them the truth. See, there's an alternative. If you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior and give your whole heart and mind to him, the Spirit of God, amen. Many, many people in drugs thought they had the greatest high. Alcohol thought they had the greatest high. But once you give your life to God and give yourself totally, amen, through water baptism, amen, and praying and asking God, the Spirit of God, amen, he will fill that void, amen, regardless of whatever it is. Amen. The joy of the Lord is your strength. It'll let you know he's alive, he's still living, he's there, amen, regardless of what circumstances you're going through. Amen. God, letting you know I'm here with you. I'm here with you. And he guides you through knowledge. He guides you through understanding and knowledge. Amen. We have it all, brethren. But we just have to put it together. Amen. There's an old song and saying many years, what more can he do? What more can he do? All right, we're going to the studio now. We want to even open up the studio for those of you, amen, that have comments and visions and dreams. Amen. We thank God for all of you as well. Amen. This program would not be what it is without you and you. Amen. Those that have been here for the first time, amen, we always call out your area code and your last four digits of your telephone number. Amen. We don't give your name or anything because these programs are being recorded, and you can go back to blogtalkradio.com, amen, / Bishop Poole, or you can go to our website, www.jciministries.org. www.jciministries.org or www.jciministries.net, and you'll find us at the bottom of the page. Amen. You can leave comments and different things there. Amen. Go to the website. You can see what we're all about. It's our mission statement and what this ministry does. Amen. But we're glad to have you and you. Amen. Now, our technician will put you in if you desire to make a comment about some groups that you know or you want to ask a question. Amen. Maybe some of us will be able to answer. Or we'll have it next time. Or we'll text you if you desire, amen, the answer. Amen. We're just here to share our personal knowledge. Amen. Amen. The multitude of counselors. There's safety. Amen. All right. You can press one on your phone now. We are in the studio. Amen. And we'll put you in. And our counselor, our technician, amen, they will put you in. You can give your comment. All we ask that you be aware of your brothers and sisters that's on the line tonight in the studio with you. Amen. And give them a chance, amen, to make remarks, comments, or ask the question as well. God bless you. Can you, amen, can you be saved without Jesus? We're talking about eternal life. We're talking about, amen, in the book of Acts, they said it was called, disciples called Christian first at Antioch. All right, we're going to 850-2337. God bless you.
Good evening, Bishop.
Yes, sir. God bless you.
Yes, bless you. Could I be saved without Jesus? There's no doubt in my mind. I got to have Jesus in order to get to God, and I have to be on the right page. You know, if you run across some people that once you start telling them about Jesus, they want to try to get you confused. You're supposed to shake the dust off and go to the right person. You know, because I can't have nobody trying to confuse me when I already know what I believe in. But you do have people like that. And what I got to do, first of all, I got to confess with my mouth, believe in my heart, and know supernaturally the things that had happened in my life. It couldn't have been nothing but God. You know, can't no man or can't no thing do what happened and save my life and heal my body and give me strength and give me confidence and stuff beyond what I could ever even imagine or think. You know, I'll tell somebody about Jesus and I'll tell them about what I believe in and how good he's been to me, but if they try to confuse me, I flee. I'm out of there. I got to go. because I'm not going to be closer because the battlefield is in your mind. And, you know, what they try to do is get you twisted and get you all worked up on the inside and confuse you about the truth. And Jesus Christ is the truth and the light. No man could come to God but through him. And I believe in that. Wholeheartedly, and the things that happened in my life supernaturally has convinced me it couldn't have been nothing but God. The truth is the truth. And Nate, you got to let your yes be yes and your no be no. If it's no, I don't do that, I don't go that way, then I'm going the way I know that has worked for me. A calm mind, the fruits of the Spirit, stuff like that, you can't compare that to anything of this earth. So salvation, yes, for me. You know, I can't speak for anybody else, but the truth is the truth. Mm-hmm. And lie is a lie. That's all I got to say. Thank you.
All right, man of God. God bless you. Happy to have those comments. And that's what got Eve tied up. The battlefield is in the mind. Amen. Information. Amen. God is an information God. Amen. He wrapped himself up in the Word. And you can say all 66 books, he wrapped himself up and he walked among us. Amen. It made it so clear and important. Amen. The Word became flesh. Gospel according to John, the first chapter, 14 verse. And he came among us. Amen. So information, what got Eve tied up. The enemy is good at want to put doubt in your mind, want to put doubt. After a young baby coming to Christ, the first thing the enemy want to holler, no, you ain't saved. He battled with the mind. Once you have accepted Jesus, Lord and Savior, and been baptized in water, amen, for the removal, Romans 6, for the removal of your sins, and it is an outward show to the world that you rose, you died in water, and you rose up in Jesus, amen. Many times the churches give out certificates and remind you, amen, you've been born again. Amen. You have accepted Christ. And from there, you begin to grow. You begin to grow. Amen. Grow in knowledge. Amen. In personal relationships. You know, relationships grows. It grows. Relationship grows. All right. God bless you. Good to have you. Amen. We're going to have another. Amen. You can push one on your phone. And this is so clear. So important. Amen. To have the right kind of Bible. And I used the King James 1. Then I expanded out my studies. I have the American Standard, the New International Bible, Amplified Bible. You know, and go along to have the American Standard. You know, they bring the words. Because the old King James, you know, the little harsh word, English words. Amen. And you got the Amplified Bible that breaks it down. Amen. All different type of adjectives and verbs to explain a verse. Then you have the Good News Bible. But at least they can tell you John 3:16 is no deviation. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Amen. And whosoever believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Amen. And that salvation pitch, you got to be clear in your heart and your mind. Amen. Because once you start witnessing and talking to others, like I said, especially those of other groups, and today it's not hard, but when you start talking to other people about the church and about Christ, and they probably never heard, but the information you got to get through, all the false things they heard. Oh, all the churches are alike. Oh, they take too long. All they want, you know, you have to break through all that and let them know, listen, I'm talking about eternal life. Amen. All right, this is your time. I don't want to get started here, but amen. You can press one on your phone. You can press one on your phone. We thank God for the first comments. Amen. Once you become aware that the battlefield is in your mind, and it's a fight it's a fight on the knowledge that you have. That you have in your mind right now, there's a fight. Amen. And even though, all right, we're at 561-5981. 561-5981.
Very happy to be listening in again today. I thank God for you. Thank God for the doctrinal ministry that you have. And I can truly say it's a lovely subject you're saying here tonight. And as I think back a little bit, I think back in Exodus 1 and 2. Said, God said, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. And we know that there's all types, as you've been saying, there's all type of gods, worshipers out there. But there's only one true God. And that God in Exodus 5 tell us that thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for the Lord thy God, I am a jealous God. So our thing is, we know what we know. We just have to continue to stand on our belief. Like you said, don't let nothing of these old different type of things change you. You know God for yourself, like the minister said earlier. Once you know that you know that you know, you just continue to serve and do the right thing, and God will bless you. Thank you.
All right. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Amen. Good remarks, as always. Amen. These subjects, amen, they come from, amen, listening in. When you're out there witnessing and talking to others, even if your old family members are, and you begin to tell them about the church, and they want to find something, amen, that they can point to when the enemy good about making excuses, amen, and passing the buck. That's what he get from the Garden of Eden. If you go back and study the Garden of Eden, amen, you can see how the devil revealed himself. Amen. He don't want to be exposed. He don't want to be exposed. Amen. People be, Adam told God that it was Eve, and Eve said, no, it was the serpent, you know, and the serpent don't want to be, he don't want to be exposed, but Eve turned him up, said, no, that was the serpent out there telling us that, amen, and Adam said, hold on, honey, amen, he told God, well, honey, that God the Father, listen, it was the wife that told me that, the wife you gave me, she did that, the wife said, no, it was the serpent. Amen. So that was a little discussion there. But that's what the enemy wants. He wants to get you confused or get you in a discussion, amen, to try to shake your foundation, amen. But whatever you make sure right now, we're going through this virus and these times, amen, you should thank God that you got a chance to pray. Talk to him. Pray. Amen. Get a good song and a hymn. Amen. And he'll come to you. Spirit said he's in you. He's never going to leave you. Amen. He'll come to you and stir your mind up. And it's good to be around Bible believers. Amen. You can talk to, and they for you. They for each other. Your circle means a lot now. Amen. They won't be judging you. Amen. Why you lost your job and all of this. Amen. Like Job buddies. Amen. No. Jesus said, I'll be with you always. Even right now, Jesus is with us. He's showing us how, even in these times, David said he never seen the righteous forsaken. Never seen it. Somebody going to do something for you. All right, you can press one on your phone. Amen. We're talking about, amen, can you have salvation without Jesus Christ? We're at 706, area code, last four digits. 7762. God bless you.
Bless you.
Okay. I just wanted to say that Without Jesus, nothing is possible. Jesus has always been in the picture for me. I remember, I'm going to tell you a story about something that happened to me when I was like 10th grade. And my aunt, she became a Jehovah's Witness, and she's trying to get my mother, which was my grandmother, because I was reared by my grandmother. She's trying to get my grandmother to be a part of it, too. And so she said, if I get you, I can get mama. So I told her, I said, and I didn't know nowhere near what I know now about Jesus. I mean, I knew he was my Savior then, but I didn't know as much as I know now. I told her, I said, there's no perfect people in this world. All of us make mistakes. I said, but we can go to Jesus. And so she left me alone with that. But she was trying to get me in a cult, because that's what that is. They can't do certain things. They tell them they can't do certain things and this kind of thing. But they kind of go, and that's why I have to be real careful. People come to you when you're vulnerable. That something's happened in your life, they go to and try to tell you stuff, and then you get caught up in that. You just can't do that. Because Jesus is wonderful. He's wonderful. You have to know your word, and then you can't go out and say you know Jesus, and then there's no proof that you know Jesus. It should show up in your attitude, the way you talk to people, the way you treat people. And that counts a lot with people this day and time. That's all I wanted to say.
All right. Amen. You said it. That was a lot. That was a lot. Thank God for you. That lets you know God will help you as a child. Uncover some things that there are some people feel that children shouldn't go to church and they're too young to go to church. But no, you can tell children about Christ as the Lord and Savior. And he was saying, suffer not the children to come unto me, because our children are going through a lot. Amen. You know, during the school time, they have all this bullying and have all these anti-cult teachers in classes. And amen. They have them in Bible colleges and seminaries. I had one in there say, don't come in here talking about God and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I don't want to hear that. Amen. We had some brothers and we looked at it. So we don't pay you our money. And this man in here, he don't care nothing about God. Amen. So we thank God for that. Amen. And you can press 1. I better slow down. You can press 1 on the phone. Amen. God will not push no more on you that you can't bear. He will not allow things. Amen. Peter said, amen, he won't put no more on you. No, Job and all many more. Amen. God will not let it happen. Amen. And while he won't go too much on you with prosperity. Amen. If the enemy fights us, he fights because Hosea said God's people are being destroyed. Not because of the anointing is not there. Not because of the sharing and the walking and serving is not there. But the lack of studying. Amen. That's where the enemy comes. He want to stir your mind. Amen. We stir your mind. If you can take in the, amen, these different groups of training, martial arts and things, then if you can take your mind, take the negative part and switch it over and let it be your starting point. Amen. Let it ignite you. It has some truth to it. Paul said, I can do all things in Christ that strengthened me. Amen. You can take the negativity, amen, and put it in the gas tank of your life and say, okay, I did wrong, devil. I didn't make it, but I'm going to use right now. I'm going to make sure. I'm going to flip this thing around. Amen. I'm going to show you. Amen. So talk to yourself. Paul talked to himself. David talked to himself. Nothing wrong encouraging yourself from time to time. Nothing wrong with that. Amen. All right, here we go. Here we go. We thank God for our comments. Amen. If you want to make a comment about salvation without Jesus. Amen. We just thank God. Everything working together. Something working out of this virus in these times, downtime. Amen. Something working out of this. God's people never are losers. If Jesus told us about these things going to come, the earthquakes and all this viruses and danger, amen, that means he can cover us. Something is going on, amen. There's some riches in this thing. There's some strength in here, amen. Amen. The church is still here. Amen. When Jesus said, without a mouth for two or three witnesses, let my word be established. And he said, where two or three come together, amen, he's there. He's in this meeting. Amen. Electronics, God is with us. Amen. Because God don't deal in the natural. He's a spirit. Amen. So we've been electronic all the time. Every time we pray, it's electronic. Amen. Every time. Amen. Every time we pray, the word of God in Hebrews 4 says God's word is, amen. He's in Hebrews 4 and 12, the word of God is sharp and it cuts. Amen. So nothing hid from God. Amen. So we're automatically, amen, ahead of the times. Enoch was caught up. Elijah was caught up. Amen. So we're not behind time. We're not behind time. Amen. All right, you can press one on your phone. We can probably take two more comments, and we thank God for you. Amen. We're praying, amen, all the time for you. Amen. Once you come on this program, amen, you're on the prayer list. Amen. And we're praying that you overcome. You will overcome. Amen. So the enemy, he don't want you to overcome. Amen. He wants you to be defeated. But that's what repentance is. It's so many basic doctrine. Repentance, amen. Proverbs said, a man can fall down seven times. A righteous man, he can get up. All right, I think we are. All right, repentance is one doctrine. Amen. 1 John 1:9 says, if you confess your sins, amen. He's all right. We're at 561-1413.
I can't imagine. Praise the Lord, everybody out there in Blog Talk Radio Land. Bless you, Bishop, sir, and everybody on the line. I can't imagine life without Jesus. Without Jesus being in salvation, it is none. There's no salvation. My. I can't imagine. Lord have mercy. I think sometimes looking at these four walls is bad sometimes. Ooh, Lord, I can't even imagine. But I thank God. What comes back to my mind is this. Tell your children about the goodness of Jesus. Amen.
All right. All right, man. God bless you. God bless you.
Bless you, sir.
Amen. All right. Yes, sir. They need to know that there's an alternative. Amen. And you don't have to give up life because Jesus is life. He told John, amen, I'm the truth and the life. Amen. All right. We can take one more because we like to go in prayer for all that are listening. Amen. Amen. Once you know, amen, whatever your problem is solved. Now, Jesus solved your problems. God solved the problems. God speaks all the time in Romans 1, the first chapter. God is speaking all the time to nature, through people. Amen. And he have answered your problems. Amen. But sometimes we tune in and we draw a fence and something around what you picked up. Amen. Some kind of remarks or say, oh, God gonna come by and drop the dragon trailer, amen, at your house and have this, that, and the other, when God maybe done sent you a letter, amen. It didn't say what you wanted to say. Maybe you throw it away on some little lady call or some old man call. Somebody say, oh, come by here, come by there. You know, one thing I found out about the Lord, amen, through the Holy Spirit, amen, he's not going to come out and straight and tell you. Sometime he will. It all depends on your knowledge and your walk with him. Amen. You say, well, Lord, I need a job. And maybe you like these good cooks out here. Maybe you like to some wings or something. And he said, go down. You get a good urge for some wing dinners. And you go down there and look for some wing dinners. And you pull up in the parking lot. Amen. And somebody on the truck or car say, hiring. And it'd be somebody in your skill. And you say, oh my God, they go right there. You write down the number, you call the person, That's how the Holy Spirit works. He's smarter than what you think he is. Because the devil would tell you, if you tell you, say, go down there, you're going to find a job at the chicken place. Amen. You're going to find a job at the steakhouse. And the devil say, God ain't never gave you no job at no steakhouse. So the enemy, amen, think he knows, but God is smarter than you think he is. The Holy Spirit, amen, he's smarter than what you think he is. He know how to lead and guide you, amen, in the truth now, in the truth. Amen. He will guide you in the truth. Amen. All right, one more. Oh, let's go into prayer. Let's go into prayer. Amen. Praying for those that are in the cult, those that are caught up. Go ahead.
Father God, once again, we ask for your permission to live on this earth. Lord, we count it all to joy. Lord, I know that I know that I know it's a God. It's only through divine intervention that I met Bishop. And thank you for this Blog Talk Radio, and thank you for this ministry. I thank you for everything. Lord, we pray for the less fortunate, crippled, blind, crazy, the deep, deaf, dumb, homeless, and the hungry, sick and shut in, sick and suffering addicts, the person that's confused, mixed up, the one that don't know Jesus. But I pray, and I pray, and I pray again. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
All right, amen. We're getting ready to 561-5981.
Heavenly Father, we want to thank you again for another great lesson on tonight. Father, we ask you, God, to those that are out there. There are some right now going through some rough time. Some are struggling. Some having some sleep this night. But, Father, we just pray and we know it's all in your hand. What they must realize that, remember what Paul said, God, all things work together for the good to them that love God, to them that are called according to his purpose. Father, we just thank you, bless Mr. Poole again and this radio ministry. God bless you. Thank you.
All right, we can take one more call, one more prayer. One more prayer. You can press one on your phone. Amen. One more prayer. Amen. We thank God for the Holy Spirit. Amen. Being with us as always, he's welcome. Amen. Some good things coming out of this. I just caught it. Amen. That's a while ago. Holy Spirit, quick in my mind, there was a lot of things people was trying to get out of and get out of old friends that they know that was wrong. But now this virus has separated a lot of things that people wanted to shake off. Amen. Not only that, shaking it off, but amen, a lot of places, amen, he eliminated a lot of things. Amen. He has eliminated, amen, areas where man thought nobody can touch him, nobody can see him. Amen. God has eliminated, amen. But he's getting ready to elevate his people. God is getting ready to elevate his people, amen, with more opportunities, amen. Where sin abounds, God's grace is more abound, brethren. Amen. Be of good cheer. Be of good courage. Amen. Where God is, there's freedom, there's power, and there's joy. Amen. Just touch him every night. Amen. He's there. He's with you. He never left you. Amen. We love you. Amen. Continue to talk to one another, encourage one another. Amen. And be watchful. The Bible says, watch as well as pray. You can go to www.jciministries.org, www.jciministries.net, or you can go to Blog Talk Radio. Amen. www.blogtalkradio. Amen. On the internet services, and you can find these different broadcasts over the last 3 or 4 years. Amen. And you can listen to more these subjects. Call a friend and tell a friend that Jesus loved them and Jesus is the way. Amen. He is the truth and the life. He's the only one got eternal life, and he's not going to take it back. God bless you.